Hello, and welcome to the blog. This one is about staff development training. You need to get the best performance from your staff. Why? Because the future survival and success of your organization depends on the quality and quantity of their performance. If you get a good performance from the staff, then your chances for great success improve dramatically. And if you get a poor performance from your staff, then your chances for great success are in ruins. Performance is everything. And it is a fact that performance of any task can be enhanced by training. Training makes a massive difference to performance. For example, take an average person from the street and compare his ability to drive a car and compare him to a fully trained police fast response traffic officer. You would find that the untrained driver would be no match in a competition with a trained fast response police driver. And note this. The untrained person may have years of experience, meaning the untrained driver may rate himself as a good driver because he regards himself as an experienced driver. The problem is, he has ingrained a whole host of bad habits and omissions into his driving method and repeats the same errors and omissions every single day for 10 years. Meaning, just because a person is highly experienced and with a long track record does not, in and of itself, guarantee that their performance is any good when compared to the highly trained, maybe younger, fully trained fast response driver. If the untrained person has automatized his errors, then there is no guarantee that his performance will be any better than anyone else's. If the person is well-trained, well-tested, well-practiced and perfected by constant and never-ending improvement and refinement of skills, like an athlete, then there is every probability that the trained person's performance will outshine that of his or her untrained competitors. And that is true for practically every field of human endeavor, including work. No matter what is your product or service, your organization needs its staff to be performing at a consistently high level. Not only technically, in terms of the specialized demands of your particular product, but also on the level of cooperative team effort that should be organized, purposeful, and done in a spirit of harmony and good spirit. If your organization has people who are good technically, but lack cooperative team effort, organization and synchronization, a clear sense of shared purpose, and who are thus disharmonious, conflicted, and at odds with each other, then the overall performance of the team will suffer greatly. Staff training is the means by which you can develop the above attributes, and therefore, staff training is one of the major keys to your organization's success. If you want to improve the results that you are currently getting, then you will only improve them through people, meaning the staff. You must train your staff to be more able to create the circumstances out of which success will flourish. These circumstances are those listed above: 1. Technical excellence, 2. Cooperative team effort, 3. Organization, 4. Purposefulness, and 5. A team spirit that is ambitious, positive, and harmonious. Training can help to create those conditions. How can you train people to be more cooperative, purposeful, coordinated, positive, and ambitious? By making them realize that it is important that we are like that. And by showing them how to be like that, training will give the team a framework of ideas, skills, and methods that will allow everyone to act according to the same set of rules, and give them methods by which they can improve their own personal performance, and, therefore, the performance of the team as a whole. Just as the fast response drivers are improved by teaching them the system, so can your team performance be improved by teaching them a system. The police system of driving will work for everyone, no matter who they are, and what age they are, and how experienced they are. It is based on 5 elements: information, position, speed, gear, acceleration. And those elements are perfected and reiterated over and over until the driver is fluent. It works to improve anyone's performance. In the same way, we teach your team a system of personal performance that is based on 6 key elements. 1. Purpose. 2. Communication. 3. Planning. 4. Handle conflict. 5. Inspire yourself. And 6. Inspire others. Purpose means that everyone would be asked to become more purposeful, meaning that each would be asked to not drift into work without a clear purpose or aim. The most important thing is to be clear on what your goal is. If you are unsure of the goal, then you are unsure of what to do. And if you have no goal and no plan, then there is no motivation. But if there is a clear goal, then you can make a plan, and if you do have a goal, and you do have a plan, then you can feel more motivated. But we don't start with motivation, and we don't start with planning, we start with goals, a clear sense of purpose. Communication. You don't work in isolation, like Robinson Crusoe, on a desert island, you work in a complex network of other people. So you need to be able to communicate clearly. Clear communication is an absolute prerequisite for organizational success. If there is poor communication in the team, poor in terms of its pure information content, or poor in terms of its emotional energy, negatively charged communication, then your organization will suffer. Training can improve communication by improving the information content of the message, and training can remove the negative charge that is present in some offices. Planning. Having a goal is not enough. You need to have a plan that is capable of achieving the goal. If you don't have a detailed written plan, then you will not get anywhere. Without a detailed written plan of action, you will inevitably make a mess of the venture. The phrase to note here is detailed written plan of action. Every organization, every team, and every individual within the team should be encouraged to develop detailed written plans of action. Without them, your chances are diminished. Interestingly, the vast majority of people in this country are walking around without a clear definite goal. Without a detailed written plan of action. Ask the next person you meet the following questions. What is your major definite goal for the next 3 years, and can I see your detailed written plans for the attainment of your goal? See what he says. Conflict. Conflict is inevitable. Why? Because some people won't agree with the goal, and they won't want to follow the plan. Therefore, you will have conflict within the organization. You must train your staff to be able to handle the conflict according to the principles of reason. Memorize that phrase, handle conflict according to the principles of reason. Conflict should not be a question of anger, it should not be a question of upset, it should not be something to run away from. Conflict should be something that is resolved according to the principles of reason. What does it mean to resolve conflict by the principles of reason? This is what the staff training is designed to elucidate. Your staff need to know how to resolve conflict according to reason, not emotion, nor avoidance. Inspire self, self-motivation. Some days you feel motivated and strong. You feel you could take on the world and win. On other days, you feel demotivated and weak. You feel you cannot take on another thing. One of life's major skills is the ability to flip your switch, the switch from negative to positive, at will. Meaning, when you find yourself feeling demotivated and weak, you are able to flip your mental-emotional switch and make yourself strong and motivated, as an act of will and self-determination. Good idea. But how would you do that? The staff training should show people how to manage their own emotions, so that they are self-motivated, self-reliant, self-controlled, self-disciplined, and self-aware. Inspire others. Let us assume your staff members are goal-focused, good communicators, well-organized and planned, able to handle conflict situations and disagreements, and are coming to work with a positive mental attitude based on self-motivation. Now they are each in a great position to be able to make the sixth and final step, to motivate and inspire the best performance from other members of the team. The ability to inspire others, to raise the spirits of others, to be a source of encouragement to others. This is the final skill. Good staff morale is one of the most important elements of staff performance. But staff morale is not something tangible that you can buy in and install. Staff morale is an intangible emotion, which has to be developed by means of developing the other factors listed above. Staff morale will tend to rise if, and only if, there exists. 1. A clear goal. 2. Good communication between elements of the organization. 3. A well-designed and practical detailed written plan. 4. Rational resolution of disagreements and disputes. 5. Self-motivation and a feeling of optimism within the majority of the staff. With these conditions, the whole staff group will create and sustain an atmosphere that would be described as productive and positive. It would be a pleasure to come to work, and the productivity, the profits, and the reputation of your organization will grow ever stronger, and people will want to work for your company. This is the final payoff for staff training. Thank you.